episode 1933, In the Grip of Grace.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How are you doing this beautiful day? Maybe you're a little tired. Maybe your weather hasn't been cooperating. Well, you know what? This is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is a time of reflection. It is a time of almost a still moment where you can come into the presence of God. Because you know what? He's got you in the grip of grace. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I want to let you all know that during these difficult times, there's a lot of people hurting right now. And I want you to know that myself and our family, we are praying for you. We may not know your exact circumstances, but know that we are lifting you up daily in prayer. This is a tough time, and there are a lot of unknown and uncertainties. But you know what? God's got you right where you are. So today, take a moment and reflect on that. Find the blessings in all the messes that you might be in. All the unknowns, toss them to the side and look to the truth of what you know. You know, when we go through our life, there's a lot of questions that we ask. If not, we're probably not living. But there are, right? There's those questions that come up. You're like, well, what am I running from? What am I scared of? Remember, God's promises are like the stars. The darker the night, the brighter the stars. Hold on because you're in the grip of grace, God's grace. You know, my son and I ventured out yesterday evening to grab some Chinese food for the family. Yes, I could cook, but I wanted a night off. And as I looked up into the night sky, there the crescent moon shined so brightly with the star right above it. Even in the midst of the city, God's goodness cut through the haze of those city lights, beaming with hope, love, and grace. Excitedly, I directed my G-man to get out of the car. Look up, I shouted. There he stood with me in awe of God's goodness. However, what no one saw was me standing with my mask on to go pick up our order of food. Not typical times, but still in the grip of grace. God's grace. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and he'll be the same forever. As much as we attempt to do things within our own power, there is nothing like the power of God. While I was driving home after we got the food, I thought to myself, how great God is. But why is he always the last one we consult? Hebrews 4 verse 16 says this, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God's got you. He's holding you in the grip of grace, his grace. Are you allowing yourself to see God in the midst of your situation? Or are you consumed by what's in front of you? Are you blinded by what the world wants you to see? You know, for me, throughout my day, I usually ask myself a question, not exactly the same way, but when I know I'm questioning what I'm doing, where I'm going, decisions I'm making, I ask myself the question, who holds your heart? Who holds your heart today? What is stirring your soul? You may feel like you're standing still in the rat race, going nowhere, feeling like you have everything to lose. You do not stand alone even when everything around you seems to be moving in slow motion with frustration, confusion, and disappointment being your gears of reaction. God didn't give you breath today for you to pout, for you to pull the covers down around your head. He gave you breath to rise up in the grip of grace. God's grace. So who holds your heart? Are you lending it out to everyone but not willing to give it to the one who loves you most? You might feel judged, walking in your days with exhaustion. The banging of fear wears down your hope. What is stirring your soul? Maybe the only thought of control? Control is the only thing you have left, at least it seems. But even then, you are shaken. Yet there is good news, great news. You are in the grip of grace, God's grace. Don't grab onto what is known only by you. Reach for the stars in the middle of the night that shine ever so bright. It's a reach that may seem far, but God is never afar. Draw near. He holds you tight in the grip of grace, God's grace. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful, blessed week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.